Yesterday we were talking about this concept. We want to close up. Again, the Gemara mentioned it elsewhere in Sanhedrin and here and there. And various Gemaras mentioned the concept of Mizuk and Telephone. Even though the Balazs doesn't require Chasimus at all, certainly Minat Torah, Eidei Mesira Karasi, since Eidei Mesira Karasi, surely Minat Torah, perhaps Eidei Midrabanan, one can get away without any sort of a Chasimah whatsoever. A Shtar Kinyan, again. The Chaz once again, Alfred. Everyone agrees that a Shtar Raya needs Chasimus. A Shtar without Chasimus does not prove anything. By definition, this is a piece of paper that you wrote something on. I can write whatever I want on a piece of paper. There is a thing in fiction, just because it's written on, some people believe everything they read. But the halacha does not recommend that. Just because I wrote something on a piece of paper doesn't make it true. It's not a star raya, obviously, unless that's valid signatures. That goes without saying. Valid signatures, that's what we discussed at the beginning of the year. That someone, there's a chiddush that with valid signatures is ki'ilu of Eidus. How is it? Eidus not exactly Eidus. Okay, this is nothing about Eidus, not fuel. Someone, the chiddush on Torah, that with valid signatures, the sort of people that could have been made in Beis Din is also a Chiddush. Let's back up more. The fact we believe two witnesses is also a Chiddush. Rama makes that point in Sodi Torah. The fact we believe Edom is a Chiddush. Torah has a standard of evidence. Doesn't have to be. Two people could lie also. The Torah says two people saying something but corroborated properly meets our standard that we set of acceptable evidence. Could be their line, but that's acceptable evidence. Then it tells Macharish further, that even if the two Edom sign it, it's also acceptable Edom. That's what we discussed, how could it be? Edom chasim v'ashtar asking mishan necher dizim v'edom. Okay, so Edom v'shtar works, but of course it's not Edom v'shtar unless you have Edom sign on the bottom. So shtar raya obviously has to have signatures on the bottom. That goes without saying, otherwise it doesn't prove anything. Shtar kinyin, that's the machlokas for Meir and Belazer. Belazer says no, Shtar Kinyan does not have to be a Shtar Raya. Shtar Kinyan need not have Chasimus on the bottom. But the Gemara says elsewhere, look, if you can have two Krovim who sign, two brothers in law, sign the bottom of the Shtar, it's worse than nothing. Why is it worse? See, this is what Tosfos begins to explain. Why is in general Mizuk Mitoko worse than no Chasimus at all? Why is it worse to wear the coat with a hole than not to wear a coat at all? Body toughen. So he says, yeah. Because it's a Minat Torah, it's fine, but it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? And maybe you're gonna allow people to use this as a shtar kinyan. Doesn't matter whether they're bad signatures or no signatures. Yeah, but a later Beis Din may misunderstand the thing that it's a valid shtar raya as well. Okay. And what's wrong? So they'll think that. Well, nice, it is true. What's the worst case scenario? You're setting them up to accept invalid proof, Edom Suwan, for something that is talking true. What's the worst thing that will happen? Is they'll get to the truth with bad Edom. Is that so bad? So it says, yes. Acha Pisha, Edafa Emet, Ein Lasso to Elo to Edom. Kasha. That's kind of funny. What's wrong? He said, yes, they will kind of develop the idea that what we're saying is procedure is inherently important. It's not enough. It's a violation of Dinei Sanhedrin, of Dinei Beis Din. Even if they're going to pass him properly, it's not Gezel. There's no Gezel going on because Taka, he does owe her the money. There's no Eshet Ish, no Niyuf going on. She Taka is divorced. Right? The truth is she is divorced. The Beis Din is going to allow her to remarry. There's no violation of Lo Tzinah. There's no violation of Lo Tzidzon, but there will be violation of Hilchos Beis Din. That's the independent area of Halacha. Beis Din's procedure of Beis Din Edus, and they'll violate those demons. And that we saw, we began to see, we'll talk a couple more minutes, and you see a couple, Rukhan shows a couple of different contexts where we make that assumption, and some of them seem to be coming from Drashas of Tzitzit. Yeah.
Do we still assume that they're fully married?
Do we still assume that they are fully married? Midrabanan.
Right.
Minhat Torah, she's divorced. You're saying it's dinner mezuzah mitoko. You want to know, is it possible to the extent that the kid, she goes and gets married and the kids and mamas are mijavan? Do you say teitze?
Or do they require a new ksuba?
But what happens?
Well, always have the proof, find the Edom's here, and it's fine.
No, because mezuzah mitoko is possible. this get is not Mazir Kisofa.
If the get is Popo, it doesn't matter who it is.
We just need to prove it using Eid Mesir. The question is, this Din Rabban, they need to start picking up. That maybe we won't take up now. That's a discussion like the discussion we had with the Mishnah Peivav. And when you say that Chazal make a Gzeira, Mijabana, they get, and it's just a problem with Chatzilah not to give it, when is the problem in Bidyevet, she shouldn't remarry based on it? What is the problem that even Bidyevet, she already got married, we're going to say she was Mijabana in violation of Nios, and she has to leave the second husband and so on and so forth. So I'm not sure where, you have to think about where, how severe is this to them? I'm not sure. It's possible. How possible is it? That you gotta think about. The Min HaTorah, she is divorced, just, if you want to prove it, like I said, you bring in the Eidim here. Now, so let's talk about, where do we see this playing so fast? So yesterday we spoke about one context that Rucham quotes, which is the Gemara in Shavuot, that an Eid is not allowed to be made about something, which he knows is true, but he knows that his fellow Eid is in fact the Rasha. The Beis Din will think you have created. And really, I know that it's the only one eight. I also happen to know, though, that the facts are true. So maybe I should say, what's the big deal? I happen to know that whatever the story they talk happened, I saw it myself. So I'll come be made about it. The Beis Din only believe me because there's another guy being made with me, and he's actually possibly on it. Big deal. So I says, no, that's wrong. Mizra Shaka is a violation. Mizra Shaka is a So apparently, procedure is necessary. It's not enough that I know 100%. That the facts are true, I shouldn't cause Beis Din to violate procedure. And then we mentioned yesterday also that he goes and flips it and says, you know, Shekhar Tirchak also, even more obviously, means that's not enough to follow procedure. If everything technically is procedurally right, two Beis Din came and we couldn't catch them in a contradiction, and they say whatever story they say, there was a loan, there wasn't a loan, there was a that, whatever, the car accident, whatever it was. But Beis Din, the dying, thinks that's fishy. He's not allowed to pass him based on that, and to figure out how he's going to get out of it, but he can't be done in Maruma. That's also based on Midrash HaKatir. So, and of course, you know, he has to, I think the din is that, I believe the din is he has to recuse himself. You know, he can't pass him the other way. He can't say, I'm going to assume, you know, they say that the loan didn't have to take, but there was a payment. Some say he didn't take, I don't have proof the other way either. But I may just have to call it, I may have to still make it. You have to have to, that's not for now. But the point is, the Midrash Shekhar Tirchak tells me both, that you have to insist on procedure, but at the same time, you're not just a slave to procedure. You also have to think that it really makes sense, that it's really true. Okay, you got to have both.
That would also lend itself to Midrash Shekhar Tirchak. If you step down, the next guy might not realize.
Or you're going to try to push. You try to push the Eidim into splitting the beam. You may have to look them in the eye and see if you can get them to crack. You really think that these guys are very slick liars, you may have to try to crack them. I think I told you at the beginning of the year, the story of Nezi Huda. Do you know at the beginning of the year? This is an example of where you have to use your own smart to crack the case, where two people, you know, I'll tell this briefly. There's a lot of angles to the story, but the short version, Nevi Huda was a brilliant, he was one of the Kidoli Adar of European Jewry in the late 1700s, early 1800s. And he was a rabbi of Prague, which is a big city. So he had a lot of interesting, wacky childhood. A lot of off-the-wall, big city, a lot of things happened, and he got a lot of off-the-wall sort of situations. One of the ones that set the case, I mentioned one, I think, earlier year, they called it a British child, where it was the fellow was in Zana, where the woman later became his mother-in-law, and I went to him, what's he supposed to say, how he's supposed to have ultras, and so on. But one time, a different child comes in, two people walk in, one is dressed like a wealthy merchant, one is dressed like a simple wagon driver, and the short version is that the wagon driver claims, the one dressed as a wagon driver, who we'll call Shmerel, claims that Beryl, the one dressed as a wealthy merchant, that Beryl really is a wagon driver, and I hired Beryl over there to drive me to do business in Prague. And then on the way, one night, he beat me up, And at knife point forced me to switch clothing with him. He stole my money. And now he's making me drive him around. And he's a goddess. He stole those tens of thousands of dollars from me. He stole my fancy clothing, stole my Wagner. Sure. And then the other guy said, Bell said, this guy's crazy. I don't know who he is. I was walking around Prague. And then this guy starts this Wagner and says, follow me and say that I beat him up and I switched, I stole his identity. I don't know who he is. And then he's going back and forth. He can't figure out. Can't get to eat either one's the crap. So then he says, okay, you know, there's a simple child. Come back to me tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. I still have to see people. And he tells the shamans afterwards, don't let them in. I will call them in. But under no circumstances you let them into the room, so I call them in. Did I tell the story? No?
Yeah.
You heard this? This is a schmuck story. So, and Yehuda was a brilliant, not only he was a goon in learning, but he was very sharp with people. Very, very sharp. So everyone shows up after Shabbos at 9 o'clock in the morning. Shiloh starts discussing. Everyone has discussed with Yehuda, and they're all in the waiting room. And slowly, everyone's called in except these two guys, and they're waiting. The last person leaves. They're waiting to be called in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Nothing's happening. And they're stuck, just the two of them. They're not on, you know, the best of terms. And an hour goes by, 2 hours, but lunchtime ready. And you can imagine the tension in the room. These two people hate each other. And they both went, and this guy is better, but I have business. I can't wait around all day. Yeah. And he tries to pay off the shot. Let me in. Yeah, here's $20. No. He never said no. Money will not change it. And then finally, at 12 o'clock or so, there's who lifts the door open a crack. And then they hear that he's in his office learning. Well, I can't handle that. Or maybe, you know, he's involved in some difficult pastoral situation. He could learn afterwards, but he was hanging here for 3 hours. And you can imagine that, like, you could cut the tension with a knife. And then, after another 20 minutes, the Yehuda just throws open the door, and he says, will the wagon driver please come in now? And instinctively, Beryl, dressed in his fancy clothing, jumps up and starts to tear the door. And the Yehuda says, I think we've answered our shaykh. Sometimes you got to do that, and sometimes it's not enough to engage in a proper procedure. Sometimes you have to figure out some way to get the truth to come out. He was a very clever man, a lot of very clever stories. He also had a very good sense of humor. It all came together. He was a very witty person, a very brilliant person. Okay. So that's the din of Midrash HaKatzircha. So that's not the only place you see the insistence on procedure. Another thing is this Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Tet. Famous Gemara. Famous. Everyone saw the Gemara? Kuf Nun Tet? Who saw the Gemara Kuf Nun Tet? That's the Gemara. Okay, do you want to look at the reading side? The Gemara says that what? The Gemara says that the still Krovim is very Tamelachim. I apologize, and I was half asleep, couldn't get it on the phone, I wrote Tosus Rid. Not Tosus Rid, the Rebbeinu Gershom. Tosus Rid is in the margin of Gittin. In the margin of Balzasa, Rebbeinu Gershom. Elementary mistake. But he's very clear. He says the fact is that Krovim is not made is that Shek Zeret HaMelech Tarish Baruch Hu Shepostel Krov Lahar Edus. V'lo Mishul Vohavi Ne'eman. V'vadai Ne'emanu. They certainly believe. It's all done with Gazel. Not like a Gazel where we think he compromised his principles for money. So maybe some pay him enough to say he'll lie. That's not our concern. Hold the Neman, he's Neman. Okay, if you think it's not Zeret HaMelech, Paul Carter Punkle, Shem de Meshachet, begin Abbas Krov with the third wide line in Rabbeinu Gershon, El Miyasa, Moshe V'Aaron, the Psilia HaZadi, Ola Krovin. Mila Mehemni Bidibura Mitzvah Kovein. The Tzadikim do what? Well, you think we start to figure out. You think we start to figure out if who it is and do we believe it or not? No. That's not what it is. It's a rule. There's a melech so all yared al kolo. That's it. There's a melech. The most valor together cannot be made about someone else. So that's where Rabbi Gersh pointed out to the Gemara. It's not his argument. He's just explaining the Gemara. That even when there's no Hashash Meshachia, we still possible probe. So then, you think it's the truth. So what's the big deal? So now you know the truth. Elamai, you see. No, but there exists rules of procedure independent of what you think the facts are. Procedure is that we understand why. We understand why there's a need for procedure. You can't start making your own Hashash Meshachia. Because otherwise, The whole system is going to fall apart very quickly. But let me give you one more fascinating. There are other examples. Let me give you one more. This idea of the Afal Pi Sha'adavar Everything Rasa Da'ava Eidus Kasher is the relevant premise for an interesting question. We know the Gemara says in various places they have a principle Lo Vashamayni that once Moshe Rabbeinu died, the only way that one can figure out a halachic question is through applying the rules that were given and the star that Hashem gave us, the mind that Hashem gave us, to the text that He gave us. And that's it. We have from the Torah, and the Chacham is the Chachma, and that's it. And you can't the famous story of Rabbi Eliezer, right, where he's invoking all sorts of supernatural signs to show that really he was the Machlokas, the Tumah V'Tahara Machlokas, a particular type of oven, earthenware oven, which was cut into slices and then re-cemented together. The Tamir Tara, Allah Shailo. So he argued, he had his arguments, and they had their arguments. And then he said, well, he's going to bring a raya from the wolf, the Beit HaMedrash, and from the tree, and from the water, and everything, and it sounds like Nisan starts happening. Everything starts going upside down. The tree starts moving, the water starts going backwards. And they say, doesn't that? And a Basco comes out. Yeshua says, I don't care about Basco. Well, Hashemayimi. It's that card well for himself. So it's in the Chumash. And he gets us, Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the way it works. That we are... Our Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui to us is not to task him based on external supernatural signs. And if it is supernatural signs, so that's a nisayon for me. Am I going to do the right thing, or am I going to do what seems flashier and listen to the Baskel? So that we know. That relates, it's not identical, but relates to the Gemara Begin and the Gila, that based on the days, Gemara Dash in the Pasuk, Ela Azvar Mashiach Esh Hashem Es Moshe. There's two pesukim like that. There's one at the end of the Mishnah and the end of Vayikra. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when it says this, it sounds like it's limited, that it's not open, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mikan, says the Gemara, she'ein navar yirashar and chadosh davar miyata. That later, subsequent Nevi'im did not rise to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself told us, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not intend to give new dinim by a new permanent dinim by Nevi'im. So if Navi comes and says that God spoke to him and said to forget about all that Mosaic law, as various famous prophets have said throughout the generations, so he says in the Chumash, that's the Kimin Asa Hashem Lekechem Asaf, that's in Yisrael. But we know as Zilku, that's Navi Ashaka. Hashem Baruch Hu is not going to teach us new Torah through Nevi'im. That was the period of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's it. After that, as the Gemara says, Chacham Adas Minam. So, not to get great the message from Rebosho, but not to teach us. Christ well told us he's not going to teach us new Torah via the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im will give us the Chizuk, the Nevi'im will tell us particular temporary rules, they'll give us Chizuk, they'll give us Musra to keep, Zichro Torah's Moshe, but not the new Halach. But the question is, the Gemara, the famous Gemara with Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim, Tanur Shachnai, they're trying to figure out a halakhic question. What's the rule, what's the definition of a Kli Teres for the purpose of some of the Tahara, the Kli Shavuot? It is considered to be a Tahara's Makabal, some of the non Tahara's Makabal, some of the halakhic question. The halakhic question, Loba Shemaini, the fact that Abbasil tells you Tahar, Tamay, Austin, much of it doesn't matter. But how about, let's say, I know the dinim, but whenever you pass the Shai, you have to answer two questions. You have to know what the facts of the case are, and then you have to figure out, given these set of facts, what's the halakha. So you have in that first stage, I'm trying to figure out what the facts of the case are. So can I do that to Supernatural? I'm Ruach HaKadosh. And I know that the woman's husband is dead. Had Nevuah, the woman's husband is dead. And that one. So, the fact that when a woman's husband is dead, she's in prison remarried, that's not really from the Nevuah. That halacha, I know from the Chumash, I know from the Gemara. I just need to wonder if that's the case. Is he dead or alive? I know the din. The din is if he's dead, she can remarry. If he's alive, then she's married to him. But if he's dead, is he alive? So I'll know that through Ruach HaKodesh. The famous story they tell, that Nozi Yehuda was lived at the time of the beginning of Hasidus. And he was very wary of Hasidus. And in an ironic turn of events, his own daughter became very close to the, was one of the, became very close to the Baal Shem Tov. And she did, he didn't know about it for a while. She kept it, she realized that her father was nothing after this. So she kept it quiet for a while. And then eventually he found out.
Like a Ricky Vegas.
Right, Ricky Vegas. So they were at the same time. So then Yehuda's daughter, he calls her his daughter, he says, is that her name? I don't know her name was. You have a Tasta. What just got on? So, he doesn't think it's, anything special. Is the Tati is Ruach HaKodesh? How do you know? Well, because we were sitting together once talking, and all of a sudden, a little conversation, apropos of nothing, he gets up, rips his clothing, and sits back down. I told the Priya. You have to do Priya, you have to do Maluma, Maluma. He stood up.
Love to get up and do things all the way
okay. So she wasn't sure what that meant, but she figured that maybe she will figure out what it means, so she made a note of the date and time, and put it aside, in her diary. A couple months later, a word arrived by boat from Eretz Yisrael that the Arach Chaim had passed, Arach Chaim HaKadosh had passed away, Arach Chaim Ibn Attar, and they had the date and time, and match. She says, Nusatati is Ruach HaKodesh. So Yehuda says, hey, good Masnagid. He says, no, he violated Baal Tashka. Because there's no Chi of Priya. No Chi of Priya. Right, Baal Tashka. You weren't there B'Shach to Tiyas Neshama. So, this is supposedly, the Masnagid ends the story there. So there are versions of the story that she goes back to the Baal Shem Tov, and he says, but I was there B'Shach to Tiyas Neshama.
Actually, yes.
I'll tell you one other story that you read in Baal Shem Tov, which is revealing in both directions. They say that maybe Yehuda, probably subsequent to the story, called Baal Shem Tov wants to give him a Bechina. So he started asking him, because Yehuda thought that Baal Shem Tov didn't know he was an Amar. So let me ask you easy questions. I'll ask you, Yav Yavo Shail. You say Yav Yavo, what's the din? You go back, you not go back, all those dinim. Easy Shail. So supposedly Baal Shem Tov says to him, we can talk about it, but it's irrelevant. Because my chevra are not going to forget Yav Yavo. And your chevra, there's two versions. Either they say they're not going to realize they forgot Yav Yavo, or if they go back, they're just going to forget it again. So, it's important to have both. It's important to be Talmud Chacham, it's important to be a Yirei Shamayim, and a serious Ovid Hashem, and a Tzal. Okay, we should learn from everyone. Learn good things from everyone. But regardless, so this story that Yehuda illustrates that issue. If I know something through supernatural means, so can I know facts through supernatural means? So that's a discussion. Oh, you're both of them. There are late Rishonim who touch upon that. So that relates to this issue, because the starting point for that discussion, whether I. Do I say, oh, it's Lobash HaMayimi, you can't be Mata the woman, you can't tear Kriya based on Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, or not, the starting point is, wait a second, but you know the fact. You know the fact. The facts are the fact. The first step is to say, no, but Ahavisha Davar Emes, it must be Alfiya Yiskasher. It's not enough to end up at the right conclusion. Now, there's a separate. You won't be in violation of Gezel if, in fact, this money belongs to him. You still will be in violation of Hilchos Eidus, of Hilchos Hanhegah. That's a separate issue, as the Chacham points out. That's what the Tosfos is saying. So Mela, then I can clear, is this valid Eidus, or is this not valid Eidus? Nevuah. Is Nevuah a valid Beirer, or is Nevuah not a valid Beirer? I'm not attacking the validity of the Nevuah. I'm not saying, oh, you don't really have Ruach HaKodesh, you don't really have Nevuah. It does. The Nevuah is accurate. It's fine. But Tosfos told me, step one is, just because I happen to know the facts, doesn't mean that it's okay. Then I can tell you. Then I can tell you what's okay. Is this something which is true but inacceptable testimony? Or is it something which is talk of acceptable testimony? Okay. That's an interesting outcropping of this concept. And this Tosfos, the final, this is the only place the Tosfos is explicit about this nugget. Of which I never ever say lots of the discussion. It's an important idea. Okay. But then Tosfos says, then we move on. Tosfos says, one second. So I understand, by Kal Rapasol. Because they're not in Sherim. If you're going to misuse this as a Shtar Raya, you'll end up relying on Eidus Sula. The problem. But here the Eidim are kosher. Shachach Mishlo Lishma. What's the problem? The Eidim are beautiful. If they stole on Shlo Lishma. So what's wrong? So if you said a Shtar Raya, what's wrong with that? Lishma, the din in get. It's to give again. A get has to be created lishma. So there has to be a shtar kinyan, to be an active instrument of gerushin. You have to make a for get to work. To create gerushin, there has to be made lishma. Just like for tefillin to be valid tefillin, you have to be written lishma. The tzitzis maybe have to be made lishma. To make the chetza, to do its job, has to be created lishma. Okay, so if I want to get to work, the megar shom has to be made lishma. But for star raya, who cares whether the eidim stand lishma or stand shalom lishma? Is the din lishma the anything outside of get by star havah the din lishma? No. Then what's the big deal? Mata kol yesh b'kach. Hachos ha'edim k'sherim. Inside tzitzis el shachas v'shol lishma. What's wrong? If we're going to rely on them, they're valid agents. There's nothing wrong with their agents. But it's not a valid star kingdom because it's full of Shema. No. But Rabbi Elazar holds you only exceed the Shema. Yeah, because you're mayor, it's not a valid get. According to Rabbi Elazar, it is a valid get to create a gerushin, a get to the star kingdom. Because only you exceed the Shema. So the chasima shalom Shema, big deal. It's not going to impact it as a star kingdom. The mayor will tell me if I call them to all of it's not going to be a valid star, you'll think it is. But this is a valid star, Ryan. Who cares about the Chassid Mashal Lishma? And the question is, well, one second. Does that make sense to you? I hope I was somewhat convincing. Does that make sense? Tell us it says, look. Karl Apostle, so that's not valid Shtar Raya. Okay, so you will be worried, you may come to the Jesus Shtar Raya. But here, what's wrong with the agents of valid agents who happen to sign Shalom Lishma? So once you start thinking, what do you mean Shalom Lishma? Well, what's Chasim Shalom Lishma? Meaning, Yosef and Shiva number one wants to get divorced. So he signed a guest for him. And then he changed his mind. And then he put it up on eBay, Yosef and Shiva number two, divorce. That's valid agents? That's zero! I mean, Basin might be fooled with the thing in Zala is, but the Aedim were made by this guy, and not even use it for that guy, that's not good Aedim. That's not good Aedim at all. Right? So, how does Tosfos come to tell us, Chasima Shalom Lishma, that's a fine Shtar Raya. Kol Apostle is no good, but that's not good Aedim. But Chasima Shalom Lishma, that's a fine Shtar Raya. That's the worst Aedim in the world. No, if the Aedim talk about one guy, you're using it for someone else. Even worse than Karl Apostle. Not there's no agents at all. So why tell the Tosfos? I don't understand what the big difference is. This is the easiest to understand of all. Of course this is a Jewish mitzvah. Of course this is absolutely possible. It's horrible. So how could Tosfos say, well, what does this bother? Like? They're so bothered. Oh, how do you understand the Jewish mitzvah by Stephen Shalom Shmuel? What do you mean? There's no agents at all. That's the worst Shtar Raya in the world. The worst Shtar Raya in the world. I don't understand how you could possibly what Masa Kol Yesh B'Kach?
Yeah, it's the hardest to find. It's the hardest to figure out.
There's a bigger, even bigger problem. Remember, Tosa says, you're a little bit you have to be a little careful when we express it. We're happy if there's a problem. If there's no problem, there's a problem. Right? I mean, because the Gemara says there's a psul to Zayfi Tosa. And Tosa says, Kasha Tosa, where's the psul? Masa Kasha, what's the big deal? Why is it a problem? What do you mean, why is it a problem? It's a very grave problem. It's a major problem because it's mamish no edus. I signed about this Yosef, but I didn't use it for that Yosef. It's mamish no edus at all. You can fool based on thinking it's edus. They'll never know. But if you really want them to have valid edus, like Tosa said, it's totally worthless edus. And, as you said, it's undetectable. It's mamish a great problem with Zivi Toko. So why doesn't Tosa find it?
The Tosa So look over up.
Yes.
We're told by the Baal.
What?
We're told by the Baal to do it.
Oh, good. So if I have to say, very good. If I have to say, that's why I have to take a look at the Tosas and the Chavez. The Tosas, the thing which is crap with the Tosas, they say later an idea which we're not going to develop fully now. This is its own separate discussion. But the Tosas says that there is a din in the Mishnah, divorcing a Baal, the husband has to, if I happen to know that the husband wants to get divorced, but he never told me, right to get. I know he's planning to get divorced, I write to get her in. I want to be helpful. Well, they're not helpful, that's the question. But that's what I decided to do. So that's possible. It has to be written, he has to tell the agent right. He has to tell the sofer right to get. He has to tell the agent sign to get. It has to be a tzivui Baal, a command by the husband. Why? The Tosa says in the Chavez, it's not because of shlichus. It's not because really the husband has to do the right himself and he makes you a shlich. No! One could imagine saying that. One could imagine saying that. B'chasav, you have to write all your shlich, but Tosa doesn't think so. Tosa says, no! You know why? It's considered to be shelo lishma. Lamishim shlichus, el kishelo tziva habal, Tosa in the Chavez, lo chashav lishma. It doesn't become lishma, so the husband tells it explicitly. To explain why, there's a great explanation why, but we'll have to put that aside for now. But suffice to say, that's just pashup shah in our Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Tosfos' understanding, probably that's the most common case of shalom lishma. How often are you going to, Masa Vyashka, get this already signed? Who knows to get this already signed in the garbage? That's a bad, without ripping it up, that's a really silly idea. Unsigned get mela, but a signed document? You throw the garbage? What are the chances? It's pretty unlikely that Masa Vyashka came. Masa Vyashka is nechta, not nechta. So what's the most likely, it could happen occasionally, what's the most likely case of nechta shlo l'shra? Tosfos would probably say, oh, nechta shlo l'shra means there's no tzivui Baal. Of course he did for this husband. There's no tzivui Baal. I heard him tell the sofer to write it. But he never told me to sign it. I signed them. I said, well, I hear Tosa over the right to get, so I'll sign it. So technically, it's Shalom Lishma. Again, there's a beautiful explanation for why, but that's not our topic right now. But the point is, that's what Tosa says. Look, in that case, so it technically it's Shalom Lishma. But are they valid Adim in terms of Bir HaDavar? Absolutely. Can they be made that the husband told us over to right to get? Then he has Das Lagarish? Yeah. If you need the Chassim to be Lishma, it wouldn't be Lishma. But is it valid Adim? Absolutely, except the Tosfos says. Look, if this Chas V'Shalom L'Shma means they weren't Mitzuvah, technically Shalom L'Shma is a technical knockout. Technically it's not L'Shma because the husband didn't tell them to sign. But they know the fact, they see the husband wants to get divorced, they see he tells us over, like they get. So they're valid ages with their other. The Matakai Shbekach, and this is not right. What's the big deal? What could be wrong with Carolina? The lekala meimer di sharim b'chassim shol l'shma yavol ha'achsher zimnis yachtim v'chila. Don't tell me, well, if you allow shol l'shma, maybe you'll end up with a super shol l'shma, which is what we were discussing before. The ma'al shol sign before it's even written. Yachtim v'chila, v'yachtim v'get al gavei chassim matan. Maybe they'll be so lax that they'll sign first. The eidim are leaving. It takes an hour to write again. The eidim has to go. There's nobody says, look, you write sign first, I'll have to get after. Take a long time to write again. So you sign there at the bottom, and afterwards I'll fill it in. That's not a problem. Custom, like it's just cloud. That's hockey is not either. That's the same as the same as the given. You sign an empty piece of paper. Later on, we put the words in. So it looks like a just but talking not Aedus. Yeah, but then, he comes in, Gam Bishamshka, if that's the concern, if our concern is lack of Aedus, that we should only do Parah Chatzim Lishma, but yes, we don't. There must be a technicality of Lishma. Meaning, lack of Tzivya Baal. No, what's the big deal? There's still valid ages for Raya. So it comes up with an answer. There must be an Gzeira. A new Gzeira. Not like Kor Mugiyah and Talcom of Karav Apostle, but it says the new Gzeira. That you can get a lot of the Chassidus Shalom Lishma will get lax in the Chassidus Shalom Lishma as well. Don't do the Chassidus Shalom Lishma as fun. You can do it poorly, you have to do something else poorly, where it really matters by the Chassidus. We're going to see Tosus is going to argue every single, many points in the Tosus, and we're going to see a very tight connection between this Tosus and the Tosus, the Chaimel one, multiple points of Tosus, the Chaimel one. Both their points about the role of Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chatzima, and the point at the end about Eidei Mesira by Shah Shtaris, everything is going to come together very good. And we should have a...